This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning, and thanks for being with us. Tennessee isn't called the Volunteer State for nothing, and that means businesses as well as individuals. We spoke with local business owner Marty Klecka of Urban Sun Tanning Salon about her efforts to raise funds for local nonprofits. Here's Barbara Dabb.
Welcome and good morning. I'm so pleased to have in the studio with me today someone you're all going to want to get to know. Her name is Marty Klecka, and she's the owner of Urban Sun Tanning Salon here in the downtown Nashville area. Just come and station, just a stone's throw from my studio here. And Marty, it's good to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm sure everybody's wondering why you're here. And we're going to talk a little bit about this fabulous program going on at Urban Sun called Rise and Shine. And it's an opportunity for people in the Nashville area who are clients at Urban Sun to really get engaged and learn about some wonderful nonprofits in the area. And you're going to have some monthly events and things around that. So welcome and glad to have you with us. First of all, just a little shout out to Urban Sun. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are all about there, because it's not your typical tanning salon.
We do have a little bit of a non-traditional atmosphere, much more of a spa-like atmosphere. We cater to downtown residents and downtown employees and the occasional tourist as well.
All right.
And we have UV tanning, sunless tanning, and some automated spa services.
Wow. All right. Well, something to think about now that summer's over and the cooler months are ahead. I think a lot of us, I know I've lost whatever little bit of tan I had from my trip to Florida way back at the beginning of summer. So maybe it's time. I have to confess, I've never gotten a tan before like that, but I think it's high time that I do now that I live in a place where it's not summer all year long.
That's right. This is a great time to try tanning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess tell us a little bit. You've come up with this wonderful opportunity to really engage folks in the downtown area in some wonderful organizations. Tell us a little bit about the program. It's called Rise and Shine.
It is called Rise and Shine.
Great
and
name.
Thank you. The purpose of the program is to build value and to add strength to local nonprofit initiatives by engaging the creativity and the energy of young professionals in the downtown Nashville area. And we opened in 2007 and have realized over the last few years that our clientele is largely represented by those young professionals. A lot of them are new to town, and they're looking for ways to get involved in the community, but they don't necessarily know what opportunities there are. And they're not really familiar with all of our nonprofits here in town. So this is an opportunity to raise the awareness of those nonprofits and to encourage volunteerism.
And there are quite a few. As we talked about a little earlier, there's a lot of nonprofits in the area that cater to young professionals.
Yes, there are over 40 nonprofit young professional organizations, and there's literally hundreds of nonprofit organizations here in town.
Yeah, I know that's one of the things that I've noticed that's impressed me so much since I've lived in Nashville is how much volunteer opportunity there is. I know they call us the Volunteer State, so it makes sense. But on the other hand, just the wide array of opportunities. It's not, you know, all focused on a few organizations. There really are so many, you know, from faith-based to business-related to just anything, arts organizations, anything you want. You can pretty much find an opportunity to get involved in something here. So I love to come on down and see what you guys have to offer, too, because I know that there's probably some organizations that you're coming in touch with that I've never heard of. I mean, certainly I learned so much in what I do. So I think it's terrific idea. And I would assume that young people generally have a lot more time on their hands to spend with some of these organizations as well.
That's right. They tend to have much more disposable time than some of their older peers or maybe even their younger peers that are still in school.
Sure.
And again, they're looking for ways to get involved in the community. And just from a generational perspective, they're much more community focused, I think, than any other generation we've seen, and they like to work in teams and groups, and so there's just lots of opportunities to get involved.
That's wonderful. I'm speaking with Marty Klecka. She's the owner, along with her fabulous husband, of the Urban Sun Tanning Salon in Cummins Station, right in the downtown area. I can almost see it from my studio here on the Hill in downtown, but a fabulous location, which I think really helps contribute to the fact that you have so many young professionals coming in, because you're right there with all those wonderful new condo buildings and of course, close to the office buildings of downtown and everything. So tell us a little bit about how you're going to kick off Rise and Shine, because it's not just some random thing. You actually have a plan. So tell us a little bit about it.
That's right. We have chosen to put a different nonprofit in our spotlight every month. We've chosen Habitat for Humanity to be our featured nonprofit this month as we kick off this program. And they have provided us with brochures and display pieces for our lobby. So all through the month, our clients and their guests can start to learn about Habitat for Humanity. We've also emailed information. And then the last Thursday of every month, so this month our event is coming up next Thursday on September the 30th, and we'll have Habitat personnel there to talk about their organization and to talk about different volunteer opportunities and needs that they have to support their organization. A lot of times people think, for example, with Habitat for Humanity, that the only opportunity is to build a house.
Right, right.
And there's really quite a few diverse opportunities for volunteerism within that organization. So that's really what we're trying to do with Rise and Shine, is just raise the awareness of these nonprofits and what opportunities there are and what their needs are, and to help connect those needs with the clients that we have at Urban Sign.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And of course, these sunshine parties sound like a lot of fun and an opportunity for really building some community. I mean, I think that's so wonderful and unique in terms of what you're doing, which is really, in addition to running a business and helping raise some money for these nonprofits, you're really building a community downtown where I think a lot of people might assume there isn't one, because people go home, or if they live there, they're not necessarily spending their free time there. But you're really engaging in some really wonderful community building with all of these things that you're doing. I think it's great. Any success stories in terms of meetups? Anybody fallen in love and gotten married over the tanning beds with any of these Rise and Sunshine parties?
It's so funny you should ask. We have kind of said over the last few years that we're like the Cheers of tanning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody knows each other, or someone new will come to town and they'll move into one of the condos downtown and they don't really know anyone, and they'll say they're living in a particular building, and we'll say, oh, you've got to meet so-and-so. And so we have made some connections.
That's great.
People have become friends, you know, as a result of introductions that we've made. And that's really exciting to see.
That's great. Well, see, again, it's just all about building community and making connection, which sounds like what you're all about. I'm speaking with Marty Klecka. She's the owner of Urban Sun Tanning Salon, and they're business is kicking off a wonderful program and called Rise and Shine, which is designed to bring together young people, young professionals, pretty much, I guess, it's probably not limited to young professionals, but anybody who's a client of your salon or wants to become one can come in and get some information over the course of a month on different organizations. And you said you're kicking off with Habitat for Humanity. What are some of the other upcoming organizations you're going to be partnering with?
Well, next month in October, we'll be partnering with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which
Wonderful.
Is one of our neighbors in Cummins Station.
Yes.
So we're really excited about that. And that's a really small organization here in town in terms of staff. Everybody thinks of Make-A-Wish
Yes.
as this big national organization, but what they accomplish here in town with just a handful of staff people is really phenomenal. So they rely largely on volunteers,
mm-hmm.
and they also have a tremendous amount of volunteer opportunities that I think people are probably not aware of. So we're really looking forward to working with them next month as well.
Yeah, and you're right. I have met with them, and they are a very small staff.
Lean.
Yeah, yeah. And there are lots of things to be done over there at Make-A-Wish. And I know that they're very much interested in having people take on a lot of those key roles because they do have such a small staff. So that's a wonderful opportunity. And anything else? I know that you also have a relationship with Bongo Java, which is another local business, and you guys are partnering as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
We do. We're very excited about that. Bongo Java is doing a custom blended coffee for us. We're going to call it Music City Soul.
Yeah. Perfect.
And 100% of the profits from the sale of that coffee will be given to our nonprofit each month.
That's
so
wonderful.
We'll sell the coffee in our salon, and everybody can come and buy some coffee and get a tan.
And we all know and love Bongo Java. I know when I moved to Nashville, that was one of the first places I heard of. My husband was working downtown in the Batman building and was raving about Bongo Java. So it's a wonderful partnership with them, and of course a way to get to know some of these other organizations and drink some good coffee, because I've had it and it's wonderful. Well, Marty, it's a pleasure to have you in to talk about it. If people want to get more information about the first couple months of programming, as well as what's coming up, because I know that you've got some surprises. How long is the program going on? First of all, do you have a plan? Is it 6 months, a year?
It's ongoing at this point.
Till you run out of nonprofits to work with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which means never, because there's so many here.
There are so many. And if there are nonprofits that are interested in connecting with us and being in our spotlight, I would certainly encourage them to contact me as well.
Great. So what's a website or a phone number where people can get a hold of you guys?
UrbanSunTanSpa.com.
UrbanSunTanSpa.com. You can go online, and you have Sunshine Parties, which is the last Thursday of every month. Are reservations required, or can people just come in?
Nope, come in. We validate parking, so that's not a concern.
Even better.
Yeah, we have refreshments. This month, we'll actually be sampling our new Music City Soul coffee. So
yay.
Come in and have coffee and some wine and refreshments.
What a great way to kick off the weekend, too, is get a tan, meet some folks, drink coffee, and really learn about some opportunities to expand your horizons a little bit. It's a win-win. Everybody walks away happy. And Marty, it's a pleasure to meet you and get to know a little bit about your business and some of the wonderful nonprofits that you're going to be working with. And I wish you guys a lot of luck. I know that a lot of work to run a business and fundraise. So good luck. And once again, it's UrbanSunTanSpa.com for more information. Marty, thank you so much for coming in. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Barbara.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 1045thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town. From 104.5 The Zone.